Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. I am talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene on this, the new year. Greetings to you, Apostles, and welcome.
Hey, greetings to you, Maruti, and to all our wonderful listeners, and compliments of the season. Happy New 24.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Amen.
And, of course, everything okay on your side, I hope?
Hey, by God's grace, hey, the grace is keeping us, the grace is preserving us, you know. The grace is enabling us to stand in the midst of everything. It is by grace we're still standing.
Absolutely. Dr. Kuma, laskiri ya namo pineng ela nosnan taka ira. Okay, now we are talking about leaders with bad habits, man. And it is this topic, we decided to do it last year, but because you were going on leave and then you were busy, we suspended it and said, yes, we will do it when you come back. Now, look, we are doing this topic, and all over the news, it's just leaders with bad habits, you know? And habits that can destroy their ministries, their careers, their families, you know? It's habits that can destroy their reputation. It is habits that basically can lead to their death, you know? And it is also habits that would make other people to actually look at leaders and say, yo, if a leader can do this and a person that we trust in this way can do this thing, well, I don't think I want to be a Christian no more. You know, if these ones can do this, because we know these ones, they are followers of Christ. And if they do this, it means it's difficult to follow Christ.
Yeah.
Because they see these habits. Look. Komabialeng lelur hauyi wena mara wabuchepula. Waibona ne? Waburega kati back door. Drugs and all these things. You find that the leader is also involved in. But also habits that have to do with lifestyle, you know. Number one, you know, even people that you grew up with, they still tell and say, "Ay, wabona yena, re yena ke muruti mara ha etla mo dithigining." Ay, waibona. And so these habits are growing and they are becoming a wound with a lot of barking maladu ne kamohara. Yeah, and we rot from within because of these habits. And many people are even afraid. Leaders are afraid of coming out because they say, if I can come out and say, I have this bad habit, if I can go to Apostle Phumla to counsel me, she won't treat me the same way that she did before. So I'm keeping quiet with this. I'm taking it to the grave. And the more you are saying that, the more you are dragging so many people to the grave together with you. Because these bad habits, they are contagious even spiritually.
Come on.
They go even into those people you minister to. If una le a problem yanama and you minister to people, yafitela le kobona. As it grows within you and you're doing nothing about it, it grows and starts to want to expand its colony.
Yeah.
And then it will start to take over your ministry. And that is where the problem is, you know. And many are not coming out even to the Father to say, Father, help me with this. They continually say, I am a progress in making. But they overlook the fact that what is happening in their lives is not only damaging them, but their families, their communities, the people who are following Christ, the people who see them as beacons of of faith, the people who look at them and say, here are people who are standing for the faith, we still have people with a strong moral ground. And let alone those who are, you know, spiritual babies, you know, who by the backsliding of one person that they hear on radio and all those kinds of things and stuff, they will also backslide. It's a sad one. What comes to mind?
It's such a sad one, especially who highlights the fact that leaders have both habits. Their habits are contagious, you know, they spread like, but it's not natural. Because that one them, speak on them. You know, I'm re-educating myself, trying to get as much knowledge as I can on the subject of grace. I noticed that we have underplayed it, you know, we undermine it. I mean, there's so much pain in the grace. And you find a leader. So you expect a leader to have a particular kind of grace that can be distributed amongst the four. But as much as grace can be amongst people, so it's everything else, including a bad habit. So how do you manage how grace can be distributed or can be spread to people that long kata sahao? Need that heavy vitamin than air spread. You know, that is why when you come into an institution.
Now, somewhat somehow I get a bit lost. I can't hear you clearly.
I'm re-educating myself via grace, and I begin to understand that as much as we are recipients of grace and carriers of grace, we also distribute grace to people that are under submit corona. So now, as much as grace can be distributed, you know, as much as grace can spread and enable people to do certain things, so when people come on corona, leader, and there are certain habits that are required. Like as I mentioned it so well, Marito, this bad habit is contagious. And unfortunately, in the century early in Corona, the greatest challenge we have amongst leaders who are gifted and talented and very much influential, finally, this thing do as I say, not as I do. So we actually restrict leadership only to our potential, to our capabilities, and to also the services that we are rendering. So after you have a particular service, you are now not accountable to anybody. So it's like now you take off this garment, you know, you're saving. See, you take out this garment. Yahoo, it's a miracle, and then you put on a new garment all over the place and do as you choose.
Yes.
So can your gift is good enough when only in the pulpit, or your gift is only good enough when in your office, but then when you're outside that, you can. In fact, the saddest part of it, Muruti, is when a leader can even give an excuse. Peddling out of character. You'll find some of the leaders saying, you see, so even little spaces ever choose for the other person, or less spaces ever choose on over Corona, spaces also by Dumella to do that which they'll be doing at that particular moment. So when you begin to frown, because they've even chosen an environment that allows to continue to perpetuate the bad habit. So unfortunately, when people are watching and they see that, you make it so easy for you to distinguish your service and your walk with God with what you do outside, you know, your calling outside the congregation, outside the office. So easy, you can easily switch and turn, you know, and become a different person. And hence, indicating, look, unfortunately, our leaders, they will confidently say, do as I say, not as I do. Because but once they've already said that to you, you know already, but they are protecting themselves that in case anything else, then our channel knows over and chotting at because already about little push us seven of us pushing about later. So do as they say. And unfortunately the sad part of it as well, Murutu Gore, as that's when you push, you know, the narrative, yeah, do as I say, not as I do. We also place a demand on people to not only do as we say, and we expect them to also perform to the maximum level of which it's been very hypocritical. We get this fellow man of God who expect about to buy it to you pan. And have I eaten to you pan? The very same person who will get offended. But you're the one who have opened up, you know, this gateway. Even if you said, this is what you need to do. I mean, Wahawa Tomajo, when I know 2024, and already the goals that need to be achieved by 2024, so the things that need to be put in place. And it is very critical, it's very important that as we do so and come together with Baba Mbabula Lakadi, new resolutions, so forth and so on. In all that, I pray that part of our new resolutions would be. People must do not only as we say, people must also do as we do. Unfortunately, bad habits in Maruti eventually lead to a certain lifestyle. And a certain lifestyle, if a part of who you are, you can't come out of it. You will need also the grace to come out of it. And unfortunately, but ever since I can't get way deep in, I'm going to work at somebody, Marani, or hey. No, we need to continue praying. So this person has I man. The way Mutasa can let it deep, I can say for Lizzie Tapelotar or Nadita Luka. But we are talking about a leader, not an ordinary person, not even a follower. It is sad to hear somebody who's a follower to say about their leader that they've gone way too deep into certain habits. And it's not going to be easy for them to come out, or it's not even going to be possible for them to come out.
I hear you quite well, and as you say, it is not even going to be possible for them to come out if they allow these things to grow, and these things grow also in the lives of the multitude of people who are their followers. We really need to be careful. All right, when we come back, I'd like us to touch on some of the moments which would identify some bad habits upon leaders. We're just going to mention them. As to what they are even all about and how the devil actually uses these habits to destroy the lives of leaders. When we come back,
we are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Matlafala moyeng ka go theletsa lenana la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iri ya robedi thapama theletsa baruti ka mehuta huta ge baruta lentsu la modimo go tiisetsa tshepo pelong ya gago theletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go agega moyeng.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumlamfene. We are touching base on this, the issue of leaders with bad habits.
Yeah.
And now, it happens much at times, you know, that we get to speak of those moments. And I'd like us to mention some of the bad habits that the devil is using to destroy leaders.
Right.
One of them is sex. You know, addiction to sex and stuff. There is a growing scourge of sexual immorality that the devil would really use to develop habits in leaders, and habits that would hinder them from growing and going further than what the Father has required them to go. And it is sad that we see that kind of thing these days really occurring. Now, one of the things that brings a lot of problems these days is the fact that these people, as influential as they are, no one says anything about this because they are afraid, you know, that should they say anything about this, they will somewhat somehow be ostracized, cut off from church, labeled as the holy of thou, and even at times treated as hypocrites, you know. I was once at a camp, a youth camp, I remember, and then I had these friends of mine, and I think you know them from Tembisa, quite a lot of them those days. And they were asking me this question, and I wasn't taking it too seriously until I sat down at home thinking about it. And they were saying, "Hey, remo camping mo utaru zamfetu rauna silo yezang mo." And I went like, "No, I went like rauna silo yezam because au kia bona musmola, au ola ba mo ainete ambea haya di tun. Nikina kwa lautse ne di stripe shirt. Ba mo ainete stripe shirt sahai basi sa koru koru na koru walang majita and stuff. How? And then ola and stuff, and then heho jiwa. When we eat, you know, when it's lunch and stuff, you know, would like to see it, you know, but they would constantly be sitting as a particular group with a particular group of girls. And then I realized, and then honamo kempung, but you won't see. But it's something that they've been doing for quite some time. These things start to be, to come out, as you know, later on we'd be touching on effects, but I'd like to touch on this. It came out when they were getting married. I remember these guys, four of them, three of them got married to the same girls they used to do these things with, go kempung, go di kempung. And then the other one, the next camp, kiboni ba mwe meli sahur no, ola nalimo courtshiping liena, bar go mu wrong, wawan? So wrong, and wrong, and so ukrele umumpya wabon lena upila pila, and then they got married. They are all divorced. They divorced those girls. These guys got remarried. They got remarried to the right people and stuff. But the problem is, kids were born in those marriages. And then And then when people become pregnant, then they start to do damage control. Bamaska the pregnancy. Kalinyalo. Before bana iwana hala. Ebu bete written to so retagante 1+1=4. Why one? And then banyala. Nara jaifa mola batu banyala. In kantine. Mutomos mokong awamakala mos aw. But wabanali 6 months when yet muto wabele. Iban. And abele he like the premature mula. Obele has gaga samut guru awole lulur oh. Awabamu conceivile long before the marriage start. So these are the situations. The other situation that we see today is on performance drugs. Leaders basically are invited into many places. Okrohore, within a weekend, he's supposed to be in four places. He flies to Durban. He has a conference katen go Durban. By 2:30, he's on a flight back to Joburg. And then 3:00, Uko Joburg. Ka 6:00, he's at an evening gala where he is a speaker. And then Ufeta ka 11. That is Saturday. Sunday, Uko Kiriking. And then from there, Uko some meeting of leaders and stuff. Monday, he's at a workshop. Tuesday, He's at a teaching whatever, what. Wednesday, he's at a church thing, discipleship, gathering, or prayer, what. Thursday, he is studying. Friday, he's preparing to go again. So he's getting exhausted. You know, that cycle over time is exhausting them. I know I managed artists. I could see artists getting exhausted. And they start to rely on performance-enhancing medication. And before you know it, they're addicted. Most of the people who do these events, who have these engagements, who speak in these things, go and check their bags. You will find drugs. This is one. And now, the problem with this habit is that then when it takes over, you start to become incoherent. And then you start to mess up all these invitations. But what do you want? Hey, muto na tile mo abulela poza. Hey, oya na rusam mita. Oya na ne? And stuff. And you, basically, it ruins your reputation. And it started, you see, the devil is using it as if, no, this is to help you to stay awake. But then you find, Hori, if you are married, with your spouse and with your children, because when you're at home, you just switch off, dead. And at home, they know that, this guy, also what the following day, he can sleep 48 hours straight. So, 48 hours. Yes, because it's those drugs. The body is switching off and it's trying to rid of itself of the toxins. And then they start to develop the habit. They start to crave these drugs, just like they were craving alcohol, just like they crave sex. You know, the habit ya go rata go flankiwa ke batho of the opposite gender. You know, when I write to the mokoloing ya how you have people of the opposite gender. It's an indicate. It's a red flag ya gore o na le problem ya sexuality. Why wanna ne? And many do not want to deal with that thing until it becomes a reality. What comes to mind?
It's so innocent. Let me give an example. So we have people who are ministers of the gospel, but who are also into business. Now, Heba signed the deal in January, so they started the glass, so forth and so on. And then Akwala Dilika can train a okay, fine. And then also still business people and still also leaders or certain pastors. Utola hore when you are being received in a particular place, hobale some nice incentives to get into another go, then they look around my bottle of champagne, you know, and then that will be to go hotel with me. And then, who we are fellow, the host to tell how in a restaurant, also tell a horror, understand. So it starts with a glass before you know it, it's the entire bottle. Before you know it, I learned on my CNZ.
Yeah.
You think it's right. And before you know it, I mean, I'm dealing with a case of somebody who has allowed this thing to go out so outside control, that it has affected liver. Now, like, as we speak. So, So this habit, and then also go to environment. That allows you to. In a particular type of way, but that does not still make it right. Also to tap it.
Yeah,
and then I started capella, Janu. So now it begins to affect the way you associate with people, the way you deal with people. It also begins to affect your health as well. So now, Janu, and then you are the same person who will come back in one prayer. Second of all, because Mara, you have called this upon yourself. We will so takupa mercy kale. But then, kuto ba monate gore re le batho, just be honest with yourself. Then into high toma o bona gore e ya o tlhasela, give it blows. The polo watch, what I give my body blows. So, all these things that don't creep up or creep in. Everybody had to do things sharp. Why, porn also to Thomas, that is out of character. Oh, we're now, hey, Niki Tomili. Baba, and the good thing is that we're not going to meet you in Kankari, had to the adoptee. There are people already who have gone through that route, and on a little reference point, so it is good that before we allow this thing to go out of hand, then we begin to look, Baba, and then back into more serious troubles. And I mean, there were not too many people, yeah. We feel example, yeah, Baba, the leader, so for now, we're not taking it, you know. It's all innocent, but it can never be innocent if you do it and we take over it out. The animal still will tell it's innocent. It's pleasure, everybody's doing it. That's another lie. And that's another thing, able to go in leadership, because when every leader is doing everything wrong, we think it's correct. It's not still correct, even if it can be done by prominent people. It doesn't make it right, Joe. But unfortunately, Rena majority hates, especially the leaders, they're prominent, they're very influential. And that's, and I think that's where the American deception comes in. Because Samson, remember Samson will be busy with women and busy with Bush, and then after that, I have a Philistine So, better we do that, just because you are making it. It does not necessarily mean for the right to go to the people within the outside character and that continues to undermine the word of God and compromise the word of God, and that makes people have a little bit, but this is what we don't want. I mean, we can't minister to people who are struggling, who wants to come into the house of God, and they find that when as a leader, you're struggling with the same thing.
Yes.
Maybe they need to go in.
Aye.
This habit have gone so out of control. Anything ever born as long as it is in the opposite sex, back up. So when I have a lot of only leader, keep the same thing. Because remember, you said it when you started, Johore, these bad habits, they are very contagious. So you end up, you know, bringing up sons and daughters who struggle. And remember, hey, Takobon, hey, any contagious, if you talk about it, it was a potion. And now, when double potion, it comes back to haunt you. It deals with you now.
And it's a sad thing that we see these days. That leaders are ravaged by these kinds of things. When we come back, I'd like us to look into the effects. Therefore, what happens, you know, before we close, just look into the effects as to what happens when this thing persists.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. The words of the Lord are words of life. You hear it on 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene, and of course, we are touching base. This is the issue of leaders with bad habits, man. It happens. You know, what are the effects? One of the things that I've come to realize is bad habits grow. And before you know them, you are no longer in control. Before you know it, they are in control. If you start smoking now, you will start to realize that, hey, this is not just a pleasurable experience. Mm-hmm. It becomes an obligation, because then it gets into your system and the nicotine becomes so addictive and you start to actually want it more and more, you know. At times, nerekona ritso hebushu or ritso hefru, hoya skolongo bone abuti ya emimo strating or mo gating, are muna amfeten bopomo, because we lo reka sekereto to khalile kwai. And then we see also what these things do. I once saw a program where a lady who was very well into estate, you know, real estate agent, very well into real estate. She had gone on, Phumla, to enhance, you know, this thing of being active and making money and always busy. And she developed, you know, the habit of being dependent on performance enhancing drugs, you know, so that you can go and make, be in many meetings as you can,
right,
and make money as you can, sell 2, 3, 5 houses in a week and all that. That's a lot of money, you know. But she became so addicted to this, I just cannot even believe it. I don't think you will believe it. Man, she lived in Sandton. She lived in Sandton. She now lives in a back room in Alexander.
Kuhabo. Like for you?
Yes. She lost everything. And you know what she's left with? She's left with the habit of being dependent on drugs. And it has gone worse because she says, I can't afford those good drugs anymore, those expensive ones. They call them good drugs. She smokes Nyaupe now.
You see the difficult, okay?
She cleans at a Shebin so that she can get Chelete Nyaupe. And then at times, it's clean, but the habit is there. And she would end up sleeping with someone just to get paid so that she can buy the stuff. Well educated, well groomed, beautiful, formerly on magazines and everything, being known and everywhere, speaking on TV and all those kinds of things. And now, look at this. Yeah. And the devil is happy about that. The devil is happy about that. You know? Yeah. And then a guy I met, what do they call this place? There's this place, no, but it's not Carousel, man. There's this other place that I met this guy. Somewhere in Pretoria West, just not far from Atteridgeville. I met this guy, someone called Macro, I think. I met this guy. This guy has a new Rolex. He's a white guy. He comes to me, says, look, I have a new Rolex. I can give it to you, man. You know, if you can give me at least $500. And I look at the Rolex. It's heavy. You could see that this is a genuine one. And you could see that this guy has been having this for years because it has some scratches, bit of scratches on the gold and stuff. But you know that this thing is worth not less than 60,000 rands, you know.
Mm.
And he wants to give it for 500. Why? Because he has a habit of gambling. He wants to go and win the money back that he lost last night. People have lost houses. People, leaders are gambling.
Mm.
They are gambling. these leaders must be removed from Toyaobadi's signatories. They must be removed. Hubeli, a good financial committee and department in the church. Little Seba Ruti. Baruti Ibe Merkwa Bonaibe Ushera. Lintri. Because these guys develop habits, they start to gamble with these things. I mean, you have spoken quite a lot about this one of sex. But there are kids that are born in these activities. And they become so bitter because they see their father is preaching every time on TV, on radio, on Instagram, Twitter, everywhere, YouTube. Their father is preaching, is called everywhere, is flying and all those kinds of things. Oh, their father has just bought a jet. You know? But he has never come to see you. You have never seen him with your mother because your mother was a side chick. If not a regular one-night stand. So these habits really develop these kinds of things, and we see these kinds of occurrences each and every time. And families become broken. The family structure becomes contaminated. The society becomes contaminated. Then the nation is contaminated. The devil basically plans to win by making sure that leaders have these habits. If leaders don't see it in this way, they will never see it right. Mm-hmm. Apostle?
This is a typical story of how to start to hear the people with this habit, the entertainer. They grow, and once they grow and they overcome, they empower you, and they overpower you, and then before you know it, it's only a former image of who you used to be, you know. And I think that's why the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And in most cases, oftentimes than not, he will use the habit that looks like the innocent, like also the entire. I mean, he can do something to some time, can make as much money as possible. But to get money in the process, that works like this. Initially, I even indicated that some of these habits, they even cost your health. Well, now we've learned right from the beginning, they even cost people's life. Mm. And unfortunately, probably somebody has it. That's another thing. I'm not taking into anything.
Mm.
I mean, unfortunately, we are faced with issues in this situation where our institutions, our churches are packed with who can hear listen to anybody but us. So they would be self-destructive and have to get a hell of a lot of people. But we can get with sin because we are leaders, we are preachers. It's an air and imaga. The enemy now comes and deals with more than I mean, because we're now about to repent. They were saying, you know, until I challenge them. But you feel like, you know, we are benefiting. This is the thing of this language because benefit. Everything I go away. Church of peace. This becomes a habit. Also, the habit then, we sell, especially people who are sick, you know, this to the highest people.
Yes.
And they
yes.
continue to do it, working for them. Even if they do it at the expense of, also, even if they do it at the expense of, as long as they're giving the positive and continuous, that is.
Yeah, shift a bit where you are, Pumla. It's doing that again. If you can shift a bit.
In a situation where then also as prophets who are benefiting from this, so that setting process to the highest bidder. So now I'm continuing that, not put money in the pocket. Not rising or at the end of the memorize watching and God touch you. God bless you.
Yeah.
And a very good power. My hands are really heavy. Yes, listen to what they say. Deep. It's going to be a disaster.
Yeah. It's going to mess you up ultimately if you don't leave it. Hey, when we come back, the final thought.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back. And the final part of this, it is that we really need to help one another. I so wish that leaders could have leadership forums where we are able to sit down and address issues like this. You know, what does a leader do when they realize that they have developed a habit that is way off their call? Because the word says, make your calling an election sure. And when we don't go with regards to that, of making our calling an election show, we basically are negating our calling and election. Paul says, so that I may not be the one who points people to the way and find myself being unable to be found in the way. So we really need to look into this and do seminars. I believe we should do seminars, you know, of leaders, you know, leadership seminars, where we talk about these things. We say, okay, we are going to treat the issue of habits, you know, and it can take the whole day. Instead of talking many things, but we say, let's look into this, you know, a leadership conference or a leadership indaba, and talk about these things. Because these days, no one knows who to talk to. No one trusts anyone because leaders themselves are competing about leadership statuses. So if they disclose their weaknesses to others, you know, and the word says, confess your sins one to another. They think, hey, if I can do this, hey, Pumla utlor, hey, Ray utlor, yo, waibon, I may lose my prestige, but waban tekela lidikoloya, I may lose my cars and all those things. And that is where we are really losing track of it. Mm. The Father wants us to be in a good state of ministry. And a good state of ministry is when we are equipped with His word that rebukes and reproves, encourages and exhorts. And that we become so refined that we ourselves will be able to rightfully divide the word of truth. But if we don't heed to that, we are in a problem. Finally, what say you, Apostle?
Finally, Proverbs 22:1, a good name is to be chosen rather than riches, loving favor, rather than favor and gold, you know. A good name is more important and it's also honorable. Reputation, it's key. So if we push out, re-embrace it, it's sharp, at the expense of a good name, at the expense of reputation. You know, most people who are in the apostolic and prophetic ministry, the fact that they're an apostle, by virtue of it, it means you're supposed to be a person of integrity. And not only as an apostle, as leaders, you're supposed to have integrity, you're supposed to be truthful, you know, you're supposed to be honorable. But here, embrace the habit of the same sharp, Joe, You know, whatever, hey, this man, you who specialize in such healing and mentoring, or he's such a powerful teacher of the word of God. And then, I'm going to go back to everything. So, so that amongst every other thing else, every bad thing, everything embracing, let's embrace a good name, good reputation, honor, you know, integrity, accountability is also key. You mentioned it. So, I mean, I come where you know how to bolela lebatu. You know, we have family members. Get a family member that you can trust. Rather, at least get somebody, and rather than allowing the devil to deal with you. And the pride, Joe. We really God gives grace to those who are humble. Now, come where we really need grace deficiency because we are humble.
Yeah.
So when there's nobody to help you, the grace of God is sufficient.
Absolutely.
But for us to access grace, we need to be humble so that the grace of God can be poured out upon us and will enable us to resist all these bad habits and to conquer them.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Apostle. You know, one of the things that I've come to learn is also the fact that, you know, a good network of leaderships, you know, and there are those people who are keen to do good networks of leaderships. I mean, you yourself, Apostle, I've seen you working with leaders, let alone developing leaders, but working with leaders. And it is good that to know and to say to those who find themselves in these kinds of predicaments that there are leaders who are able to and willing to march on the journey of recovery. You know, and restoration and restitution. It's very important to take note of that. Because, you know, the word says, if you win one who has backslidden, you win them back into the way. Your sins also are forgiven, a heap of them.
Amen.
So I'm happy.
Amen.
Apostle, thank you so much. We talk again the coming week. How do we connect with you?
Thank you so much, Maruti, and to all our listeners, for those who are tuning in for the first time to this program, maybe for this first year of the year, for this first month of the year.
Mm.
Myself and Pastor Ray can be found every Thursday at 10 o'clock. If you can't, we are available on podcast. If you're looking for a home church, we are in Boksburg. You can connect with me on Facebook and also in Pretoria. God bless you as you do so.
Shalom.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.